Hello, my Duchess. Today is the 21st of January, 69, and here I am speaking to you on my handy-dandy little portable tape recorder. It has been, as usual, very busy and very hectic since the last time I spoke with you. However, most of these activities have been social functions that have either been for me or something I have thoroughly enjoyed. Last Friday, the girls here, Sandy and Mary, had a surprise party for Betty Lawrence, who is also leaving a few days after Joan and I do, and Joan and I. It was not a surprise. We did know about it ahead of time, unfortunately, but it was a very nice party here in the BWQ, in the Hooch. A number of people came over, friends. Most of them were officers. The general could not make it that night. A couple of his people from his staff, did come. And we had a number of the girls from the division all came down. So it was a very pleasant party. That was Friday. Then Saturday, there was the CG's mess, and of course that's a formal affair, all very nice, and the general did point out right after dinner the fact that Betty, Joan, and I were leaving the division, and he had considered us as part of his mess there at Camp Howes, which is the division headquarters. And it was very, very delightful evening. Once again, they had the Thai bamboo band. And if you've never seen these people play before or hear them play, it's most interesting. I had seen them a number of times because they perform in our service clubs. During the dinner, they had these this band playing, and they have bamboo sticks that have holes in them, Duchess, and they just shake them, and they're all geared to a certain note. And each man has one in each hand. Sometimes it's not just one pole, it may be three or four poles attached to give it a special sound. And so it's very interesting to watch. And later in the evening, we danced after dinner. And again, as I said, it was very, very nice, very lovely. And I wore my Chinese outfit, the one that is over 11 years of age. It has been altered all around the world. You have had your turn at altering it also. The red and black one, it fits like skin on baloney. However, I felt very well in it, and I, from the comments, I evidently looked the part, so to speak. That was Saturday, because I'm just giving you a very brief run-through on these things. On Sunday afternoon, after that Saturday night, as a matter of fact, I stopped prior to coming home. It was, I guess it was about 12:30. I stopped over at the officers' club at Camp Beard to see Augie because they had a sit-down dinner for him. He is supposed to be going to division this week as the G3 by the general's request. He has done very well as battalion commander, and it's General Lynch who is requesting him. However, there seems to be some delay on it for one reason or another. Anyway, I stopped and had a nightcap over there. And then Sunday morning, I went up with Joan to have breakfast at the officers' mess. And then at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, I was going to work, but for about an hour or two, there was a small party here in the so-called officers' lounge that we have at RC1. Some of the EM on the compound wanted to have a party, say goodbye, which I thought was very, very nice. Some of the enlisted men. And of course, Ruth was there, and Betty, and all the girls again, or at least the girls from this compound. So it was very, very nice. Nice gesture. very much appreciated. And then later Sunday afternoon, I goofed off a little bit again and went to the movie. And then I finally went to work in the evening. So I can't say that was a hard day. Then, let's see, Monday, which was yesterday, funny thing, yesterday was Monday, I worked all day. In fact, I worked a couple hours overtime because I'm trying to clear up and finish all my paperwork, and Ruth keeps finding new things to do. Not that they're things I should do, but I can do them quicker than Sandy can at this point, like request a work order for the latrines, putting a partition up, a door, and fixing all the commodes, and those latrines are going to drive me crazy. I have spent more time in the male latrine because nothing operates properly in there. The urinals leak, the toilets leak, the faucet leaks, the hand dryer doesn't work. It's a constant headache to me. But anyway, I did all the jobs that had to be done yesterday, and then Augie came over last night and just spent a quiet evening finishing off some of the liquor. In fact, I have, I must have a good one full bottle of scotch, about two halves, I guess, really. And then today, I was on the job before 8 this morning, again, finishing up some paperwork. Then about 8:30, we all went to a club directors meeting over at RC4. And again, this was in my honor, not the meeting, but the luncheon that took place for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, I guess. And it was a beautiful luncheon. Ruth gave that to me, and all the girls were there from the service clubs. We had shrimp cocktails and delicious salad and superb steaks, steaks that you rarely see over here. And Carolyn and Cree had done the shopping, and baked potatoes, strawberries or peaches for dessert. It was really a treat for everyone. And during the luncheon, Ruth read a letter of appreciation that she has written to me and for me, and also as a matter of official record for my 201 folder. And Ruth was quite emotional while reading it. She really is very upset that I am going, because she doesn't have anyone other than Carolyn who has any experience. All the other girls are fives, and Carolyn and I are the only nines, and Ruth, of course, is an 11. So she has been upset periodically, off and on. Every time she thinks about me leaving, she gets quite, as I say, emotional, to the point where she's in tears. But in addition to that, Ruth gave me a very lovely, a compact case of lipsticks, 4 different shades, and also perfume. Let me check the name on that. I have it right here. I think it's called Estee Lauder. I think it's her favorite. It is very lovely. I have some on, and I like it, and I thought that was an extremely nice gesture. In addition to that, Carolyn and Cree gave me a brass plate with my name on it. Well, it's an ashtray, and in the center it has this little brass plaque that says Army U.S. Service Club. I'm sitting looking at it. I have it on my bed. I only came home about an hour ago. It's quite heavy, but it's small enough, and I think I can manage. I'm just debating whether I should bring that home or send it to Vietnam, so I'll have there. I don't know. Anyway, the luncheon, as I said, was a wonderful gift, and the letter of appreciation I do appreciate very much. In fact, I have made out like a bandit, truth be known, Duchess. Ruth cannot keep a secret. She's worse than I am, and it was supposed to be a secret, but I also have a letter of accommodation coming from the General Cagwin, commanding general of this division, one that Ruth wrote up the draft for. In fact, I have a copy of the draft. He has not presented it to me yet. I don't know if he will, or if they'll save that for my arrival in Vietnam. I don't know. But in addition to that, Ruth tried to put me in for a sustained superior award, which is the highest she can give me. However, because I am not in grade, a GS-9, 1 year, she cannot do this. So the next highest she could give me would be a certificate of achievement. And she has put me in for this, and I will not get that one until I arrive in Vietnam. It has to be processed. So I would say I made out like a bandit, with a letter of appreciation, a letter of accommodation, and a certificate of achievement. After you say thank you, there's very little you can say. I find it very difficult to thank Ruth. I mean, I have, but she has made such a struggle to reward me in whatever way possible. And I appreciate her efforts so much, because she has a very difficult job here. And I have worked hard for her. I have worked my butt off most of the time to do things the way she would like them done, or to do them the way I want them done. And she has been aware of this, and so I guess in a sense it balances out. She does not have to do all these things. She doesn't do all of them for all of the girls. So I feel very fortunate. One, because she is still here and doing this for me. I mean, I'm sure others would not take the time and effort, because it is a lot of paperwork, and everything has to be processed and shuffled from one department to the other before it's approved and then forwarded to 8th Army, and then to Washington or wherever it goes. I don't know. So, I guess you'd say I'm pretty lucky, huh? In fact, I hadn't even read my letter over yet, but the one I got today was, as I said, only the letter of appreciation. It's not only the, but in comparison to the others, it's less official. Anyway, that very briefly gives you the activities of the past weekend. I had hoped, I have another thing. I think I'll wait till the other side to get started on that. I had hoped this would be my last day working, because I have much to do, my personal things, tomorrow. And then Thursday I have to go to Seoul and clear finance and the bank and a few places. And Friday I was planning to take my footlockers, probably a box, over to the transportation office. That would consist of my uniforms and my electric blanket and my parka, things like that I need every day, and get that shipped home. Ruth wanted me to attend a meeting Friday down in Seoul, but I just, you know, it is my day off anyway, Friday, and it's the day before I leave, because Saturday morning we leave here, and